Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey Dave, how you doing, man?
How are you?
Really good, lads. What a movie, what a story, what a performance, Jarrell. What a man you are, Anthony. Congratulations on this.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you so much.
Just to paint a picture for my listeners, I watched this movie last night at home alone. And at the end, I got up off the couch towards the end of the movie, let's say the last maybe 4 minutes. And I stayed standing and punching the air as the credits rolled.
Yeah, I love it.
It's that kind of movie. It really is. And Anthony, to you first, listen, you've led an incredible life. You've achieved so much. And your story now gets told in a way that's accessible to so many people and cultures across the world. But it's a brave step, I think, to let your life story become a movie that you really don't control. I realize you're a producer on this, but you're not really in control. Were there any kind of moments of trepidation or fear about letting the movie makers have a go at this?
There was some extreme fear at the very beginning, you know, from my family and I, just because, like you said, you know, our story is going to be told to the world, and it wasn't just going to be the happy moments, you know, it was going to be the painful moments, the moments that as a family, we really tried to kind of put behind us and bury. But, you know, as we sat down as a family and discussed this opportunity, we said, you know what, this is an opportunity to really help inspire people out there who are dealing with their own challenges in life. But in order to do that, we had to share our pain and our struggles. And I think we were blessed to have this amazing group, you know, with Billy Goldenberg, with Amazon and Artist Equity, and then all these actors, you know, and Jarrell, you know, who cared about us as individuals and cared about our story and wanted to make us proud. And, you know, we could just tell that from the very get-go when, you know, they just genuinely wanted to know us and get to know us. And so it was easy, I think, after a certain point for us to just trust them, you know, to just open up and say, okay, you know what? They're going to do us right. They're going to do our story in a way that's going to make us proud. And, you know, they delivered. Absolutely, they delivered.
Yeah, they really did. And how are you and your mom, Judy, feeling about all of it now? Because obviously now you get to, you know, unleash this on the world and people like myself want to talk to you all the time. I mean, I know you wrote the book and you've been through, you know, press tours and all that, but making a movie is a different thing, isn't it?
It absolutely is. This is a whole new world for us. And my mom and I are just enjoying this whirlwind. You know, it's very surreal. And we're just blessed, you know, to be on this journey and, you know, to be included through this process from start to finish. You know, ultimately for us, it was just something that, you know, we're just so proud of how this film was put together. You know, the finished product. We love the message. We love the positivity behind it. And it's just a blessing for us to be able to really just amplify that message that my mom has been telling me my entire life, you know, and share with the world. So, yeah, just honored to be here.
And Jarrell, listen, people will know you, of course, from the Spider-Verse. And I know we've got new ones of that coming. I want to talk to you about that in a little while. But yeah. This was your first, I guess, you know, feature film lead role debut. What an incredible performance from you, my friend.
Oh, man. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
But was it equal parts terrifying and helpful to have Anthony so close to you on set all the time?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Terrifying at first. The pressure was there, but there was no better validation than looking at Anthony and just having him go, yeah, bro, that's me. That's me right there.
Okay, know? Because you literally, you physically transform into Anthony for this. It is just... It's such a phenomenal kind of occupation of someone, because when you see Anthony at the end, at the very end of the movie, over the credits, you're like, oh my God, like you so got him.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly tried. I trained with Anthony for about 7 months straight, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. I got on the mat with him and his actual coach from ASU, Brian Stith. So, you know, it's one thing to have somebody that you can maybe go on YouTube or read a book or try to embody through external research. But it's way different when you get to kind of be a fly on the wall and observe. You know, I got to observe Anthony in all different kinds of settings and moments, all the way from him coaching me and seeing him be so, for lack of a better word, smooth on the mat and just so easy and nimble with the way he moves and his physicality, all the way down to seeing him shy and a little more nervous on set. You know, he knows the wrestling world. I know the film world. So he's getting makeup doused on his face 2 hours a day and sitting there like, man, I got to do this again and again and again for 13 hours. And I'm like, yeah, man, that's what I signed up for. And moments like that help, you know, because those are the moments you get to find the little nuggets in the pockets of the emotions and the vulnerable moments that you don't really see from Anthony in the wrestling room. So it was good, you know. Half of it was pressure, but the other half of it was endless information and chemistry that we got to build now. You know, now this is way bigger than the guy I played in a movie. This is a friend of mine and someone I could pick up the phone and call in those low moments. So it's great.
And what a motivational person to have at the other end of the phone. Anthony,
oh, man.
When you saw Jarrell's performance, whatever about on set, but when you saw it, you know, in a finished piece, did you recognize yourself in Jarrell's performance?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and just throughout the whole film, it's like, man, he nailed me. He got me right there. And, you know, I think one of the big things for me is, you know, kind of my mannerisms and the looks, you know, in my eyes. I think that's something my mom says, you know, we had kind of like our own hidden language. You know, it wasn't verbal. It was just more the looks we'd give each other. And Jarrell mastered that in this film. You know, I just remember just seeing him going through it. And it's like, that's me right there. And even more justification is watching it with my family, with my mom on one side and my wife on the other. They're both looking at me at certain points like, yeah, he got you right there. That is you. And you know, I just appreciate him for just focusing in on those little details, you know, those little things that make me.
Exactly. And I think, look, there's no comparison between, you know, what you've gone through. I'm sure Jarrell would say the same thing versus what he had to do to make this movie over the last 5 years. But at the same time, the perseverance that he showed, the commitment he showed to inhabit you, to do the work in the gym, on the mat, to even, for example, even Jarrell, even the crutch work you do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, you had to study that as well, right?
That was part of the process, yeah. That was part of the training process. Billy Goldenberg's wife, Allison, she's a movement coach, so he got her on board, and I was with her for an hour and a half a day after the wrestling sessions, just getting on the crutches with her, walking upstairs, downstairs, running, picking up water jugs, and just making sure it didn't look like I sprained my ankle 2 weeks ago, and I'm just wobbling on them. You know, I had to, yeah, look like I was in full control of them and can move them any way. You know, Anthony could beat me in a race right now on the crutches, and so he's so fast with it and
yeah.
Scary. And the test, the true test was if I could get on those crutches and run as fast as him. If I could do that, then I nailed it. And at some point in the wrestling room, I grabbed the crutches. I was like, Anthony, hey, check this out. And I started running on them. And yeah, that was another piece to it. It was almost like a puzzle piece where the second this fit in, I felt a lot more, and you know, like I was embodying him all the way down to the crutches, then the wrestling, the gym, and then even his voice, switching my dialect and, you know, leaning towards the Southwest dialect and a brighter tone and speaking more like I'd say he's like a weatherman. He's got the perfect, voice. And so, learning the voice. And once those pieces came together, that's when it really started to get weird.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. The weatherman, Anthony, I'm not sure that was the compliment you were expecting today, was it?
No, a new profession for me.
Yeah. I've seen both of you talk about this movie together, and I have to say, you are both two very well-dressed men. I really, really am impressed.
Hey.
So what I would like to know is there an item of clothing that when you put it on, you just feel unstoppable? For me, for example, it's a pair of Jordans. I wear Jordans every day. Today I'm wearing a pair of gray 13s, and I'm just like, I'm strutting around the office here today going, check out my feet. But what about you guys? What about you, Anthony? Is there something you put on and just go, yes, I'm unstoppable today?
Actually, yeah. So it's a combo. Yeah, I got to have a pair of white Air Force Ones. When I signed with Nike, they say unstoppable on them. So when I'm wearing those, and then I love a good 3-piece suit. You know, I call that my old school gen man outfit right there. I put that on. I feel unstoppable with that.
And of course, Air Force Ones famously go with anything, so they'll go with your 3-piece suit.
Yes, sir.
What about you, Jarrell?
He took my answer, man. My crispy Air Force Ones, especially when they're brand new and nothing's been scuffed or touched, and no dirt on them. You know, that's what I feel the best. I'm also wearing a Cartier watch right now. I do have to give it back in like 2 weeks, but it's making making me feel like the fanciest guy in London right now. For sure.
I love the fact that you got to give it back, but it might just end up in a drawer somewhere. I don't know where that is. Why did you give it back?
I took two planes to get here. I don't know. It's somewhere lost in the sky.
Anthony, obviously Jennifer Lopez plays your mom Judy in this. I mean, from the outside, it looks like an incredible performance, an incredible capture of her. How is it for you to see Jennifer portray your mom? Did she get that right?
Absolutely. And, you know, for me, it was very important that people understood from walking away from, you know, seeing my story that my strength came from my faith and my family, and specifically my mom. You know, my mom has always been my hero. And so I wanted her story to be told in a way that, you know, she could be proud of and I could be proud of and saying, you know, that's my mom. You know, she's always someone that I've looked up to. And who better to, you know, to show that than Jennifer Lopez? And, you know, everyone knows who she is. But, you know, what I found so special and just so amazing was that Jennifer really cared about just breaking my mom's story down to the little details, you know, to what made my mom tick, to her little story, you know, to her vulnerabilities and her strengths. And, you know, to see them on set, you know, just the connection that they were able to build up, that relationship and that bond. You could tell that Jennifer really wanted to, you know, not just do the role, but, you know, play my mom, you know, do my mom, just tell her story. And my mom, it's just, it's so special to watch the film and see my mom in, you know, in the way that, for people to see my mom in the way that I saw her growing up and still see her, you know, and Jennifer just captured it.
Oh, so well. And Jarell, I can't let Spider-Man go without asking for a message for all the Irish kids, big and small, all the Irish fans who love you. What have you got to say to your Irish Spider-Verse fans?
You know, it's the worst. I wish I had a whole ton of things to say. But I'm in the dark, man. I'm in the dark like the rest of the world.
There's nothing you can say about the new one. I mean, have you started anything? Have you seen a script? Have you?
No, I mean, the success of the last film was prayed for and hoped for, but completely unexpected, I think. And, you know, the writer's strike definitely put some pressure onto the writers, and they just want to get it done right. So from what I know, it's just being chipped away to make sure it's as perfect as it can be. But we're still early on in the process.
Oh, listen, well, we're very excited to see what comes out of it. Just one more thing to both of you. I have four kids, and I cannot wait for them to sit with me and watch this movie, because as a parent, you try and teach your kids things like commitment and perseverance and resilience and all that. And you hope to achieve something by just explaining to them. But I think now what we have is we have a movie and a story that is real and that we can show our kids and go, that is commitment, that is perseverance, that is resilience. So Anthony, thank you. Jarell, thank you. It's a great film. I can't wait for everybody to see it.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Thanks, bro.
Dave Moore on Today FM.